Last week, we reported the death of another Iraqi, Dr. Yasser Salehi, an interpreter for NPR's Jackie Lydon since 2003. Dr. Salehi was reportedly killed by an American sniper at a checkpoint on June 24th. The U.S. military is investigating his death. Jackie has this tribute.
My first night in Baghdad, a story from Yarmouk Hospital's emergency room.
I'm Dr. Yasser.
Thank you for having us here. What is going on tonight here?
What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on? It's the same thing every day. We have severe shortage in medications and IV sets and IV lines, but we do our best.
Yasser was hip. Blue eyes, wire rims, and a buzz cut, average height, endless smile. He invited me for coffee to meet his wife and baby daughter, and our coffee clutch never ended. When NPR producer Tom Bullock turned ashen, feverish, and couldn't get out of bed, Yasser hooked him up to an IV bag hoisted on a camera tripod before he even told Tom who he was.
Didn't ask permission, didn't bother to pause. He just said, "I'll be right back," and he was gone for about 15 minutes and came back with Dr. Yasser's portable hospital. And, to this day, I still credit Dr. Yasser with, if not saving my life, at least saving a kidney or two.
There is no greater dependence than that between an interpreter and a reporter. He wanted to help, but he was too good and too charismatic to keep to myself. I recommended him to my colleague, Knight Ridder correspondent Carol Rosenberg.
He was what I think the Americans wanted from Iraqis. He sort of rose above those daily challenges that paralyze many people. And he was not willing to sit at home and wait for the last suicide bomber to explode. He went out and took risks.
"Let me know when your plane gets in, Princess," he'd email. "I want mine to be the first face you see when you come back." He kept Iraq's darkness at bay. Now it has claimed him. Alone in his car on his day off, gassing up to take his family for a swim, Yasser was trapped. Witnesses say there was no warning shot, but one bullet pierced a tire, the other his brain. Rahat Wazan Salehi, his wife, is also a physician. Their daughter Danya is now two.
"Why not shooting him in his leg or in his arm? Why? And what can I tell Danya about her father? 2 years old, she's still a baby, and he loves her and she loves him. And he needs her father to be with her. Who helped her to be a beautiful lady? And I tell her that her father was a very brave man and very strong man. And she must be proud that her father is Yasser."
It is U.S. policy not to release the name and number of Iraqi casualties. Thus, perhaps the best epitaph for a dead friend in Iraq is his name, Dr. Yasser Salehi, born June 30th, 1974, died June 24th, 2005, in Baghdad. I'm Jackie Lydon, NPR News.
And to learn more about Yasser Salehi, you can come to our website, npr.org.